Did you know that we have a local boy currently playing American football in the NFL? In fact, we have a few South African boykies. Of course, it was Nas Botha who gave the sport a go in the 80s, but he did so for his kicking skills. Now, Dieter Aslin, he hails from Stellenbosch, where he played rugby, competed in Olympic weightlifting, studied at Yale University, where he graduated, and then played a little bit of NFL gridiron football for the Yale Bulldogs. And now he plays center for the Chicago Bears in the NFL. He's currently back at home. Dieter Aslin, thanks so much for joining us. You're back home because the NFL season culminates in the Super Bowl a couple of weeks ago. And then you start when preseason in April. Next week starts again. Good morning, Dieter.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Yes, we begin again in April to start our voluntary off-season program. And then it's lots of months of hard work. And then training camp itself starts in late July.
I apologize. I wasn't expecting the thick American drawl. It means that you spent a fair bit of time stateside, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been there for 8 years now, so unfortunately my English is Americanized. I am Afrikaans, but that's why I sound like this. But people can't really tell that I'm South African anymore because my American accent is so thick now.
How much did your rugby playing skills? I know it's two completely different sports of similar roots. But completely different sports in terms of tactic and gameplay and physicality. But you're often, and I'm going to ask you now, do you often get asked about similarities and difference between what you were trained, what you essentially raised on here in South Africa, and that's rugby, and then transposing that to fit an American game?
Yeah, I think that rugby really prepared me to be the kind of athlete that I am. But the two sports are very, very different. I mean, football is very specialized. Each position has a very specific job that it needs to do. And it's 100% for 6 seconds, and then you rest in between. While rugby is more free-flowing, and you have more room to improvise, you know. So it's different in that way.
What we're seeing at the moment, what I see in terms of the algorithms that get directed my way, if I click onto YouTube, I often then see American reacts to rugby video, biggest hits in rugby, best scores, Cheslin Colsby compilation. Do you think it's a fair comparison that people often try to equate rugby and American football?
Yeah, I think that people like to draw the comparisons. Of course, American football is such an Americanized thing. You know what I mean? That's where it's from, and that's where people grow up with it, and they live and breathe it. You know, so people love to see how it compares and contrasts with other contact sports. So I think that people really love to do that. There are definitely some similarities, but I think that once you are in the thick of it, you can see that the two sports are very different in some very fundamental ways.
In terms of recruitment, you studied at Yale. You then started playing for the Yale Bulldogs, and that is your introduction to organized football, American football. That's up. I'm seeing a lot of attempts to cast the net of football scouts, whether it be to Polynesia, whether it be to particularly England, and also to South Africa. Scouts are looking at the rugby players of this country and saying, could we possibly turn you into a footballer?
Yeah, I think that it's great that it's expanding. Back when I was trying to do it in 2014, 2015, the pathways weren't that much open, but nowadays there are people who are dedicated to solely do that. And there's a good pipeline of players, especially from Europe now, who are making their way over from there to the U.S. to play in college football. So I really hope that that can continue. And I really think that South Africa could be a great source of football players, and that a lot of kids could get a lot of good opportunities to study at great American universities while playing football. So people who are rugby players or other athletes who maybe fall through the cracks here but don't realize that they have the potential to be great football players in the States.
How many other South African or South African connected players do you know of currently in the NFL?
Yeah, so currently the only other player is Greg Joseph, who is the Minnesota Vikings kicker. He was born in Johannesburg and then moved over to Florida with his family when he was 6 or 7 years old. But I'm currently the only born and bred South African who's in the NFL.
The only one who has probably gotten down into a scrum, eh? You miss the other game with the oval ball, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to watch rugby and keep up with it, you know. So I think that maybe once I'm done with my football playing days, maybe I'll play some club rugby or something just to keep fit. But yeah, it's fun to keep up with rugby, and I'm looking forward to watching this upcoming Rugby World Cup.
I've played tag, football tag.
Flag football.
Yes, absolutely great. I appreciate the tactics. It is absolutely great to have an offensive and a defensive line, and you run plays. It's absolutely lovely to play.
Yeah.
It is absolutely painted dryly boring to watch. You have to.
Yeah.
If you're not totally invested into the game, it really is a player's game, I believe, more than a viewer's game, except if you're watching it on TV and there's all the replays and the statistics that are gonna occupy you between the 2 or 3 minutes between plays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that it's a flag football is a great sport, and it might be a great entryway for South Africa to get involved in football, because it's hard to transition from no American football to big leagues, you know, with all the equipment and contact and all the technicalities in terms of rules and stuff. But flag football might be a good bridge to reach that at some point. So, yeah, I really hope that South Africa could make that transition. And I think that the NFL is doing a lot of great stuff trying to expand the sport internationally with the games in London and last year in Munich and Germany as well. So, you know, hopefully they can just continue to do that. And hopefully the scope of the sport can just increase to where it's a global sport.
Tottenham Stadium, a regular venue for NFL football in the UK. I think there's a partnership between Tottenham and the NFL, so games are regularly, I think once a year there's a big game that's played, the league game that's played at Tottenham Stadium in London. Where would be, in terms of the dimensions of the field, and do you think Cape Town Stadium would be able to host even as an exhibition NFL game?
Yeah, I think they would be able to for sure. I think the logistics might be a little bit hard just because South Africa is so far away, unfortunately. But I think that a rugby field could get converted to a football field pretty easily. So, but maybe we can have some kind of exhibition game or all-star game or something to create some interest around the sport. I think that would be great.
Dieter Eslin, Stellenbosch, born and bred Boikie. If you could be confused, he's lived in the States for 8 years, studied at Yale University, started playing football there after playing rugby in his hometown. Now an NFL football player, plays for the Chicago Bears in the offensive line. Dieter, all the best. And as a South African, make us proud. That side. Your thoughts? Good to catch on. 021-446-0567. Lester, maybe let's contribute or concentrate on our football, our soccer, before going to NFL. A messenger, Lester, now you can see why Bafana don't attract crowds. 2-0 in front, and then went on to draw 2-2 against a team ranked 150th in the world, and that's Liberia on Friday. And also, it's not Hugo Bruce's fault. The less I talk about Bafana, probably the best.